Sai Ram, dear listeners, I am Team Radio Sai's Anand and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our live programs on this warm but beautiful Thursday. What you just heard was the latest Radio Sai special audio, the rendition of the Shiva Panchakshari Stotram. The lead singer was Ashwath and music was arranged and mixed by Radio Sai's Anirudh. We hope you enjoyed this offering. Before we get on to the learning a new bhajan, here is the bhajan quiz. Last week, we had requested you to send us three bhajans in which the word Antaryami appears and we had answers from Sai Krishna and Supreet from Hyderabad. There was also a response from Ms. Ushaina Fanibanda, which we missed to mention last week. The bhajans she thought are Araj Suno, which others had also mentioned, and the other one is Antara Jyoti Namo, Paramatma Jyoti Namo. Yes, Antaryami appears in this bhajan too, but we are not so familiar with it as this is not sung in Prashanti. Nevertheless, it is a beautiful bhajan and we thank you, Miss Ushaina, for your kind response. Now for the quiz of this week. Tell us three bhajans in which the word Parthi Vihari appears. We have now created a new email ID for the quiz. So please send your responses to quiz@radiosai.org. Once again, send us the first lines of three bhajans in which there is the phrase Parthi Vihari. So please send your answers to quiz@radiosai.org. We will announce the results at the end of the bhajan tutor session. So over now to Brother Bishu for today's tutor sessions.
Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful Mother Sai. Dearest Mother, please bless us so that we understand every ounce of love that you have showered on us, so that we realize every single second of pain that you have taken, so that we grow. Please bless us that we really blossom into flowers of your love. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this new episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we are going to learn today goes something like this.
Jagan Mate Jagajanani.
So this is the beautiful bhajan dedicated to the mother we will learn today. Like always, let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the beat of the bhajan, and then we'll listen to an elaboration of the bhava aspect of this bhajan by Brother Karthik. Brother N. Karthik is a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group. He currently serves in the Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield. Whenever he comes to Prashanti Nilayam, he sings in the divine presence of Bhagwan. So that is coming up as we proceed in this program. Let's get started with the lyrics.
Jagan Mate Jagat Janani Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jagan Mate Jagat Janani Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi Mahishasura Samharini Mata.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, here is the tune of the bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Jagan Mate Jagajanani. Jagan Mate Jagajanani. Jaganmate Jagajanani, Jaganmate Jagajanani, Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani, Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani, Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani, Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani, Jaganmate Jagajanani, Jaganmate Jagajanani, Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi, Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi, Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi, Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi, Mahishasura Samharini Mata, Mahishasura Samharini Mata, Mahishasura Samharini Mata, Mahishasura Samharini Mata, Jaganmate Jagajanani.
So that is the slow rendering of this bhajan dedicated to the Mother Goddess. Brother Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh gave us a demonstration. Now let's move on and learn about the swaras of this bhajan. What makes this tune so special and so unique? Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the composition of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This bhajan reminds me of two ragas, basically. One is Sohini in the Hindustani classical music, and the closest Carnatic equivalent is Hamsanandi.
Okay.
So in this Sohini raga, you have the notes like Sa Ga Shuddha Ga Ma Tevrama Da Shuddha Da Ni Shuddhani
Sa Ni Da Ma Ga Ma Da Ma Ga Re.
So while coming down, you have Re Sa, the Komal Re and Sa.
Sa Ga Ma Da Ni Sa, Sa Ni Da Ma Ga Ma Da Ma Ga Re Sa.
So this is one raga which I remember when I hear this bhajan. And the other raga which comes to my mind is called Marva, which is very, very, very similar. Actually, Sohini raga belongs to the Marva Thaat, they say, okay, in the Hindustani classical music. So the Marva goes like this. It's also a very interesting raga.
Re ga ma da ni re sa, Re ni da ma ga re sa.
The notes are the same. I mean, the shuddha swaras for both the ragas are the same, but the way in which the notes flow, it starts from
Re ga ma da ni re sa re ne da ma ga re sa.
That's a beautiful approach in Marwa. And one interesting thing about this raga is that when you go to the higher sa,
sa,
you go from
ne re sa
instead of
ni sa,
instead of going directly from ni to sa, where you go, you touch the re and then come back to sa, which gives a very very unique feeling to this raga.
Re ga ma da ni re sa da ni re sa ni da ma ga re sa.
So whereas in Hamsa Nandi and Sohini you can
sa ga ma da ni sa ni sa ni da ma ga ma ga re sa.
So that was the some of the information about the ragas of this bhajan. Very power packed bhajan, powerful bhajan. And the similar bhajans which come to my mind are
Bhuvana Bandhava Sai Bhagavan Mata Pita Bandhu Sakha Tum Ho Bhagavan Mrityunjayay Namah Trayambakay Namah Lingeshwaray.
It's also a very interesting, unique bhajan in terms of it goes like note by note. You step down and then you step up.
Saishwaraya namo Om Namah Shivaya na 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 ra 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 ra.
Anand, any bhajan comes to your mind?
Yeah, there is one more Shiva bhajan which comes to my mind. It goes like
Shiva 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 Shivaya namo Hara 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 Haraya namo.
Yeah, that's also a wonderful bhajan in this raga.
Somehow this raga has a very very unique flavor, isn't it?
Definitely. When you sing in a bhajan session, the chorus, when they clap and sing this bhajan, it's a very very soulful, powerful feeling which you get.
And Anirudh, if I understand right, bhajans in this raga need a lot of practice, isn't it?
If you ask me, actually it's more of Hindustani way of flowing, like the flow of the notes, like
Jaganmate Jagajanani.
So these lines of this bhajan have the standing notes, and it's very important to stand at these notes properly, which makes the listener or devotee feel, you know, in sync with the bhajan, in sync with the
it just feelings. Elevates you.
Exactly. So when you're in that absolute shruti, then of course
it's fantastic. Yeah.
And of course, as Swami says, bhava is the most important. So when everything merges with the feeling, it becomes divine.
And it's a call, you know, Jagan Mate, Jagat Janani. It's like a such a beautiful call to the mother. It's a very, very
exactly.
Poignant and powerful call to the mother. Amazing. You want to do an alap, Anil?
Yeah, I can try an alap on
sure.
This raga.
Jag jaganmate jagajana
depends on us, how much we want to unravel. Every bhajan has so much more. Yeah. It's just a fact.
Yeah, even the Lord's name is so attractive that you feel like singing more and more. And yes. I mean, Swami has blessed that music. You know, He has given that Indian music, beat whatever, global music, so that we can really feel the lyrics through the raga and really get into the whole feel which comes from within.
Amazing. So for all those listeners who really want to play this on their instruments and elaborate on this raga and relish this composition, let us give them the swaras of every line.
Yeah.
Jaganmate jagajanani sasanidanidamaga madani re sa
sa sa ni da ni da ma ga madani re sa
jaya jagadambe devi bhavani ni ni da ni 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 da ma da madani sa ni
Nini dhani ni nidamara madani sani.
Again, we come back to the first line.
Jaganmate jagajanani. sa sa ni da ni da ma ga ma da ni re sa.
Sa sa ni da ni da ma ga ma da ni re sa.
Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi Nira Niri Ga 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 Gari Ga Mari Sa
Nira Niri Ga 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 Gari Ga Mari Sa
Mahishasura Samharini Mata Sa 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 da ni da ma ma da ma da ni sa ni da ni da ma ga
Sa 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 da ni da ma ma da ma da ni sa ni da ni da ma ga.
In the second time, we sing the word Mahishasura as
Mahishasura Samharini Mata Sarini Sadani Dama Madama Dani Sani Dani Dama Ga
Sarini Sadani Dama Madama Dani Sani Dani Dama Ga.
Wow, it's really so melodious when you listen to the swaras of this bhajan. You just marvel at the beauty of the composition.
Yeah, and also it helps the singer in knowing which is a note. Because if you hear the lyric, you get lost in the feeling, and then suppose you want to learn this bhajan, or I need to practice this bhajan and I need to really know the skeleton of this bhajan. So which note is that line really standing?
Devi Saraswati Ga.
So then I can like work backwards from the lyric and then go to the swara, then get the swara right and then come to the lyric and then practice, yes, get the feeling and then it goes.
Get your technicalities right.
Exactly. So it really helps
you
a lot.
Infuse bhava. Yes. Beautiful. So in which beat is this bhajan placed?
This bhajan belongs to 8 beat, which is Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, Kaherva in the Hindustani classical music. It's a medium bhajan, or it can also be sung as a fast bhajan. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jagmate Jagajanani
Jaganmate Jagajanani
Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani
Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani
Jaganmate Jagajanani
Jaganmate Jagajanani.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for this really soul-filling session, Anirudh and Anand.
Saram Bhushan. Thank you.
So with the technical aspects of the bhajan done, let's move on to the most significant aspect, the soul of the bhajan, the bhava. And we have now a conversation with Brother N. Karthik, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, sharing with us his insights about this bhajan. Sairam Brother Karthik, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sairam Prashti, thanks for having me over.
So Karthik, please let us ruminate on this bhajan, Jaganmate Jagajanani. And it is so powerful, a bhajan. It starts so vibrantly, isn't it? This bhajan, it has a very unique raga to it, and it is so much an adoration of the mother. And you are someone who has had that opportunity to sing in the divine presence of Bhagwan for so many years, and you continue to sing. And I'm sure you would have sung this also in front of Bhagwan.
Yes, Prishti.
So tell us, what thoughts flood your mind, you know, if you were to sing this bhajan to Swami, what would you like to communicate?
As you mentioned in the first place, yes, it is in a very unique and vibrant raga. That is what probably first caught my attention when I heard this bhajan. I might have heard this bhajan for the first time in 1995 as a student when I joined Vrindavan. And I was definitely very attracted to the bhajan for its tune. And of course, it's on Mother Goddess, as you said. It's always easy to connect to Swami as the mother figure. Instead of saying Swami comes closest to the mother, I would say mother comes closest to Swami when we talk about the aspect of motherly love. So the first two lines of the bhajan are Jagannmate Jagat Janani, Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. He is the mother of the entire universe, is what is how we praise him in the first two lines. When I look at myself as and my journey as a member of the bhajan group, it's very easy to relate to Swami as a mother. I feel myself and the journey of many other brothers of mine as part of the bhajan group has been this way. We've not had formal training in music. We are interested in singing, and probably there is this talent that is in the first place bestowed by Swami. And just as a mother teaches the alphabet to the child, and when the child repeats the alphabet to the mother feels so much joy. In the first place, it is taught by the mother, but the mother doesn't feel that, you know, when the child repeats, it is because of the mother's efforts that the child repeats. There is the joy in the mother's heart is spontaneous. And she feels so delighted when the child is able to repeat whatever she has said.
It is her victory.
The mother feels so delighted. I would probably say Swami is the one who has encouraged us to sing, and as and when we sing, the happiness that arises in his heart probably translates into grace, and again that in turn inspires us and blesses us to sing better for him. And probably that this sort of virtuous cycle, not a vicious cycle,
yes,
sort of is what is the key component of the Prashanti Bhajan group, I would say.
Yes.
So,
and I think that holds true for any bhajan singer, any member of the samiti or any Sai center where, you know, with all your heart you want to communicate through him, through your bhajan, and that draws the divine grace and that gives you again more courage.
Definitely.
And you put all your heart and soul into it, and again you draw more grace, and that grace again gives you more ability.
Correct, yeah. Prishti. When you spoke about courage, there are these three aspects to the Mother Goddess, no? Saraswati, Durga and Lakshmi, the third line of the bhajan. Devi, Saraswati, Durga, Lakshmi. So, for a bhajan singer, Saraswati, because the knowledge of music, the talent of singing is represented by Goddess Saraswati. And Goddess Durga represents courage. So in the first place, if you do not have the courage. Of course, there is always a little bit, you know, when you are singing in front of the Lord himself, and there are so many thousands of people who have gathered there who
yes.
listen to you. So, you need to have that spark of courage that in order to be able to sit with a mic in front of you and
carry
sing.
Along so many people.
Correct. In fact, when you mentioned so many people, one of our teachers used to say that being a lead singer is a great sadhana, because even if you are able to when you sing, make one person think of God. So, and that sadhana is something unique. When you are a lead singer, you have the opportunity to reach out to the hearts of so many devotees who listen to your voice, and probably now even more so because it's recorded and replayed later also. So when you've sung at one particular instance, but that can make somebody think of God. So that sadhana is definitely unique. So as Goddess Durga, he inspires us with the courage to come forward and sing. And Goddess Lakshmi represents good fortune and the wealth and prosperity. If you do not have that good fortune to sit in front of Bhagavan and sing, then you know this. I will not be sitting here today in this session. So that is another thing. To be able to sing God's name itself, you need to have great good fortune, which Goddess Lakshmi represents. So this bhajan sort of covers the all the three key aspects of Mother Goddess, Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. And of course, when the fourth line is also interesting, it's not always about when you talk about love, it's not just about encouraging. Encouraging is also there, but also discouraging you from going the wrong way or straying away. So I remember, of course, let me first talk about the encouraging aspect. Many times whenever you sing bhajans, if Swami he indicates his joy either when he puts talam or some very, very rare occasions. One of the occasions that I cherish is when I was singing the bhajan, Jaya Jaya Raghunandana, Jaya Janaki Jeevana. One of the lines, no? Rajadhi Raja Ramachandra Sai Jagavandana. This line, Swami, when I was singing, Swami also was repeating, I was singing along with me.
Wow.
That is something that I cherish even till late. There's so much joy when you are singing.
The Lord wanted to be one with you. You want to be one with the Lord, but it's a very beautiful moment, no?
Yeah, it was a beautiful moment. I don't know, whether I should put it that way, of course.
it is to give you joy. Swami knows that if he does that, you'll be filled with so much joy.
Definitely. But there is the other side also to it. There was a time when Swami was, of course, there were many occasions when Swami was not happy with the bhajan group, so to say. And he either would not talk to us. And there was a time when at a stretch for weeks together, we weren't permitted to sing. Inside the bhajan hall. None of the members of the bhajan group, only two people, Mr. Mohan Rao and Mr. Srinivaslu, only they used to sing bhajans both morning and in the evening. So that was a time of introspection. We had to see what went wrong. And during that time, we all just decided that before we come for bhajan, let us all practice together. We were practicing individually, but when we sit as a group and practice and talk to each other, probably we could figure out how we can get back into, or how can we please Bhagwan, or what went wrong to displease him. So at that time, one of our teachers had said that in one of the interviews that Swami had given to the bhajan group long back, he used to tell them, "You are a bhajan group, not a music group." So probably we thought that we were attaching a lot of importance to the music aspect of bhajan than the devotion aspect of the bhajan, the bhava aspect of bhajan. So that was, you know, one introspection which we had. So it's more about devotion and God than it is about music itself. Music is of course an integral part of bhajans, but it's not all about music per se. That was a key learning which we had. And as Mahishasura Mardhini, whenever he chooses to, he corrects us when we stray away from the path. There was a time when, you know, we all look up to singers who are our seniors and try and emulate them and sing. You know, that's probably how we start learning to sing. So one of the bhajans I tried initially, when probably I was not ready to be singing that bhajan, and probably in all its complexity probably, was Jaya Jaya Rama Jaya Raghurama Dasharath Nandana Raja Rama. In this bhajan, Danava Bhanjana Dino Dharana, Danava Bhanjana Dino Dharana. This Dino, I tried to sing, probably didn't sing it well enough. Swami doesn't really have to raise his voice to sort of, you know, let you know that he is not happy with you. From wherever he was sitting, he was in Vrindavan, so, and the stage is up there, no? His eyes were closed, and when it came to this particular point, he felt it was not good enough. So he just, all he had to do was just look at me and slightly frown. That was enough for me to understand that I was not yet there. Mm. So, that was one moment that I still remember, that Swami correcting me. Another was, of course, when we are talking about the mother aspect of Bhagwan, in the year 2000, Swami had given us the opportunity to sing for him for Ishwarambadi.
Okay.
So there was one song in Tamil which we were practicing, and Swami had given us the opportunity to sing for him in the interview room, where he used to listen to each line and then correct. Because when we talk about Ishwaramade, we are talking about the mother of the Lord himself, the chosen mother. So there is one small alap to that this song. Hinduvum Islamum Christuvum Buddhanum, Hinduvum Islamum Christuvum Buddhanum, Oru Thai Vayitril Piranda Kurandai Gale. When in this we are actually talking about the various people belonging to different religions. They are but the child of one mother, is the sentiment that is being expressed. So there we when it came to the word Thai in Tamil means mother. So it was, when I first sang it in front of Swami, I sang it as Oru Thai Vayitril Piranda. So he said, Thai, the word mother, the feeling towards the mother cannot be, you know, expressed in a hard way when you are singing. Mm-hmm. So there, it should be in a very soft and gentle way when you utter the word mother or Thai in Tamil. you cannot cut it as Thai Vayitril. So you sing the word Thai plainly, and then, you know, whatever else you want to do, you sing somewhere else, not when you're singing this particular word. No?
Wow.
So he's so particular about this bhava aspect of bhajan. And now that we're talking about the word mother, I mean, this bhajan being all about the divine mother, here's a chance when Swami was talking about how we should sing the word mother.
Mother.
So, this is something that comes to my mind. Of course, I can't say that I am able to think about this all the time, but this is what comes to my mind when I sing Devi Bhajan, or I try and recollect those moments that I've had with Bhagwan that remind me of Mother Sai. So, that's what I thought I could share.
Amazing. In fact, you know, what you mentioned, that Swami is so particular that, you know, when you mention the word mother, that it has to be imbued with that gentleness and that love that whole concept of mother symbolizes. In fact, I remember many years ago when I was having conversation with Brother S. Kumar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the Radha Bhakti drama, and, you know, he was singing a lot of songs. He was the Radha.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some songs which had a very despondent feel. Songs when Radha was pining for Krishna and the pangs of separations were being expressed. And even though the song had a very pathos feel to it, but Swami told Brother S. Kumar that whenever the word Krishna is uttered, that word is joyous. Even though the song can be very mellowed down and a very melancholic song. It can be a song which is expressing a deep yearning and pining. But when the word Krishna comes, at that time Radha was joyous. He should sing it in such a way that if Krishna comes in, that word itself is joyous. I mean, it was so beautiful when I heard that, and always remains in my mind. Amazing. And in fact, you know, now we are discussing about the mother, and Swami has directed to you how the word mother should be used. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us.
Definitely.
I think whenever we take up any Devi bhajan, and if there are these words which describe the mother, I think we should... I think always have that feeling that that mood of the bhajan should be of one of that gentleness, especially whenever the word comes. And, you know, as you are mentioning about Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, the other thought that came to me is, as you mentioned, the whole blessing of singing is itself the bounty that the Lord has showered on us.
Definitely.
And I think a beautiful example of this in your life is that, you know, it is because of singing that you actually got the chance to go to Kodaikanal, isn't it?
Yes, yes, you can say that, yes.
Because I think in your Kodaikanal trip, Swami picked both of you.
There were only two singers.
Two singers. And I mean, that could be one of the many reasons, we never know, there's so many. But this was one of the gifts that he had given, which ensured that you get more blessings. You know,
sing,
the Saraswati... The talent of Saraswati that he had only given, because you had taken that gift of Durga in terms of taking the courage to start singing.
Yes.
You know, the blessing of Lakshmi came in the form of that chance.
True, true.
And as you very beautifully said, it's a virtuous cycle.
Yes.
Once you have that, when you taste that grace, you always want it more. And because you want it more, since you want this more than anything else, he's always happy and he's always willing to give it more.
Yes.
Amazing. Beautiful. Maybe, Karthik, we should end with you just singing this bhajan, but singing it in your own way. Just imagine that you're singing it not like on a regular bhajan session where somebody is following, but where you can just be free to dwell on the bhajan.
Okay, Prishti, I'll try. Jagan Mate Jagajanani, Jaganmate, Jagajanani, Jaya Jagadambe, Devi Bhavani, Jaya Jagadambe, Devi Bhavani, Jaganmate, Jagajanani, Devi Saraswati, Durga Lakshmi, Devi Saraswati, Durga Lakshmi, Mahishasura Samharini Mata, Mahishasura Samharini Mata, Jaganmate, Jagajanani.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prishti.
Sai Ram. So that was Brother N. Karthik, who works as a manager in the account section of Bhagwan Super Speciality Hospital in Bangalore. He's a regular singer in the Prashanti Mandir, someone who spent 5 years studying at his lotus feet and singing in the divine physical presence, and now continues to sing whenever he comes to Prashanti Nilayam. I hope his reflections help us in cultivating our connect with Bhagwan when we sing this bhajan. Let's now move on to singing this bhajan once again along with the Prashanti Mandir bhajan singers. Here is the complete version of this bhajan.
Jaganmate, Jagajanani. Jaganmate, Jagajanani. Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jaganmate Jagajanani. Mahishasura Samharini Mata, Jaganmate Jagajanani. Jaya Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jaganmate Jagajanani. Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi. Mahishasura Samharini Mata. With that, we have come to an end of this current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. We offer this program at the lotus feet of our most beautiful Mother Sai.
And now, here are the results of our bhajan quiz. We have received responses from Supreet from Hyderabad, Shivleela, Brother Basant from Nepal, Rajeshwari Venkat from Mumbai, Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, Sai Ketana from United States. And the answers that they have given us are Krishna Murari Bhavabhaya Hari, Shirdi Sai Shankara Partivihari Shankara, Jaya Krishna Kunja Vihari, Deva Devottama Dina Samrakshaka, Govinda Gopala Prabhu Giridhari, Govinda Murari Madhava, Giridhar Nagara Kunja Vihari, Shanmukha Shanmukha Sai Sundara, and Jaya 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 He Madhusudana. Let me remind you, there are two more bhajans which are there in the same list. They are Narayan Bhaj Narayan and Mohan Murali Jai Govinda Jai Radhe Govinda. Thank you very much to each one of you for your enthusiastic participation. I will be back with a new quiz next week. Now it's time to move on to the next segment of the day, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.